か。
大丈夫。
I want to bring my message this morning from the book of Hebrews in chapter number 9, verse number 27, verse number 28. And as it is appointed for men to die once, but after this, the judgment. This is the reason,
and you have to speak at the top of your voice.
This is the reason as to why it is so important to have the preaching of the gospel here. Because men and women, that is me and you, we are going to die. And after that, we are going to meet God. And it is a fearful thing. It is not an easy thing to meet God in His judgment. And in His wrath, if we have not trusted Christ, it'll be in His mercy if we have. But this death and this judgment, it is guaranteed unto all men because Adam, he sinned in the Garden of Eden. He sinned and he brought us into rebellion against God. That's why men die, and that's why there is a judgment. His sin, it was charged unto all of mankind. That's why even our babies, our little children, are subject unto death. If there was not a curse in this world already, our children who have not sinned in the likeness of Adam would never die. But the fact that our children are born dead and depraved, and they are desperately in their sin, proves unto us that we died in our father Adam. Listen unto me, please. I was very concerned yesterday as we were ministering the gospel on how people pay no attention and are ignorant of the gospel blessing that's in Jesus Christ. It concerns me because those who believe the gospel, but they know that there is a day of judgment, and we fear God more for your souls than you fear for your own selves. But God sends this message in the preaching of the gospel to wake us up and to get our attention and to call us back unto Himself. It's that death, sir, it cannot be escaped, and you and I have to prepare for it. All the medicine in the world is not going to keep you and I from dying when it is our day. It is appointed unto man once to die, but after this, there is the judgment. And on that day of judgment, the Almighty God, He will open up His books, and there will be another book, which is the Book of Life, and all whose names are not found written in that book of life, that book of the Lamb of God, our Lord Jesus Christ, shall be cast into hell, which is the lake of fire and the second death, and it is forever. So our sins are very serious business, and they must be dealt with by our Lord Jesus Christ, or there is no help for us forever and ever. It is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment, and that is the reason I have come here into Africa. Because your souls are as important as mine and anybody in America, I'm willing to come here and leave my home to preach unto you, sir. And you must believe this message or perish forever. Here's point number two. And so Christ, verse 28, He was offered once to bear the sins of many. That verse says not everybody, but the sins of many in a saving way. Our Lord Jesus Christ, He is the atonement for everybody in the world if you come unto Him in order to be saved. But He has only put away the sins of His chosen people, and He put away our sins forever. He put away our sins, Ma, by the sacrifice of himself. Oh, listen to me. Our Lord Jesus Christ, he was made totally responsible by God for the salvation of the sheep because we are helpless sinners.
Yes.
Helpless sinners. We could not help ourselves. We could not save ourselves. And we could not even come unto Christ Jesus because we are so morally depraved. And so God never looked at us, his sheep, expecting anything from us. Hear me now. He never looked unto us for anything because we are sinners who can do nothing. But he looked unto his darling son, our Lord Jesus Christ. And he made him responsible from all of eternity to come down here and to be the savior of his sheep, of his people. And the Lord Jesus Christ, he knew that it would require his precious blood. He did not shed his blood as a person as having surgery, which only gives just a little bit, just a small portion of his blood. No, no, no. Bless God, he shed his blood as a lamb that was slain, and he sacrificed himself. He offered himself up unto God for us who believe his gospel. He gave his life on that cross because that's the only way that God can put away sin and still be righteous is to punish and sacrifice his one and only son. Say it again. Are you hearing him? You understand him? Then the Almighty God, he raised his son from the dead because his son, he satisfied the justice of the judgment of Almighty God. He was resurrected because he appeased and satisfied God. He earned forgiveness with his precious blood. God laid down his life and God spared him not. God spared him not. He slaughtered his one and only son so that he could be holy and forgive at the same time. And so are you understanding why Christ was resurrected from the dead? It's because he satisfied God.
Hallelujah.
It's because all the sin, listen to me. It's all the sin of the sheep. of everyone that have been chosen by God for salvation. They were taken off of us, and they were laid upon the Lord Jesus Christ, and he slaughtered him forever underneath his wrath on that cross in just a few hours. And then God raised him and made him unto be Lord over all. He rules over everything with absolute power in the purpose to give eternal life to as many as the Father has given him. Oh, listen to me. He said, I pray for them. I don't pray for the world. That is the many that God Almighty is talking about in this text, the sheep of his pasture, the elect of God, those who are guaranteed that they will be saved, who are called out by the preaching of the gospel. The sheep, the elect, they've been guaranteed and they're called out by preaching. Are you able to hear him over here? That's how I heard the blessed gospel. I was a poor sinner, but I was preaching in the pulpit as if I knew almost everything. And I was really a sincere person who thought I was serving God. I was exactly like there are many of you right now who think that you have been serving God and you have not, and I've been there. But when I learned, it's not by works of righteousness that we have done, but it's by his mercy alone in Christ Jesus alone, and the responsibility was his alone. He finished the work that God gave him to do, and he is your Lord, and he is my Lord now by right. He's our Lord, which means he rules over us right now, whether we like it or not. That's right. He is the boss man. He is the ogre. He is the master, has been appointed by God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But let me tell you now how you can know if he came to put away your sins, if you are in the many he's talking about. And it is many. It is whosoever believes the gospel. But there is a special word that's in our text for all who believe to describe us as the chosen ones of God. This is point three, my final point. It's unto those who eagerly wait for him, he will appear a second time without sin for salvation. And here's what I want to talk about in my few remaining minutes, please. To eagerly Look for him. It's to live my life for the glory of the blessed God. I find that people have heard about that word faith, but they don't understand what it truly is. It's to have faith. It is not just to say thank you for salvation and then go live my own life as I see fit. No, no, no. To truly have faith. Just like that man in John 9 whose eyes were open when he was blind. To truly have faith is to say, who art thou? The Son of God. And then to fall down and to worship him with your life. And to look to him is to love him and serve him preeminently above everything else. That's why my life is not my own. It's to him I belong. That's why I'm a missionary, because he is my commander in chief and he tells me where I go and where I die. And it is the same to every one of us who believes. We are looking for our Savior to come back again in the same way that a woman who really loves her husband is, she's looking out the window and the house is kept and she's ready. That's right. She's not playing around and then she's fooling around with some other man and then her husband comes in unexpected. That's if she's not actually looking for him, not actually waiting for him. But the woman who loved our Lord Jesus Christ, just like a man, he spends his whole rest of his life after he hears the blessed gospel, the truth as it is in Christ Jesus. It's in his service. And here is our service. It's to purify ourselves from all evil and to be zealous of good works and to live our life that other people know God.
Amen.
Let me ask you a question. What are you living for right now? What is the master and the boss of your life right now? Is it the Bible and the Word of God? Or is it the words of man and what you think about your own self? And are you under orders and submitted unto our Lord Jesus Christ? Let me tell you something. That kind of person that is living for the glory of Jesus Christ, my Savior, our Savior, That kind of person is the happiest kind of person in this village right now.
Happiest.
Because you're living in the forgiveness of sins. Is you're living for His glory, and you're living by the strength that He alone can give. There is nobody who can live the Christian life in the power of ourselves. Listen to me. That power to live the Christian life comes from God Almighty Himself through the power and the inworking of the Holy Spirit.
That's right. That's right.
If you are living for Him, if you are hoping in Him, if you are waiting for Him, you're living by His strength, and He's giving us right now the blessing. And so let me close like this. It's the blessing is not that you will not die. It's the blessing is that He will come back, and He has no sins. He took away our sins, and He will bring us into paradise forever. It's the blessing, my friends, is not that you won't get sick. It's the blessing is not that you will not taste any more poverty. No. The blessing is you get to live with God right now inside your heart by the Spirit. It's the blessing is you get to give Him glory with your life, which is now His. Bless His holy name. It's the blessing is that He will bring you to paradise forever. And at that place, you and I will see all the people that we helped on to get there, and we will be happy on top of happy on top of happy forever. There's a day coming when all of our sins in our body, all of our failures. I'm so tired of failure in my body, aren't you? Inability and to glorify God, and selfishness and pride and envy and lust and anger. I hate pride in myself. It's the blessing is that one day I'll be with God in paradise, and I'll be able to serve Him without any more sins, and I'll be able to love all of God's people perfectly as He commanded. That is the blessing of the gospel. And if you believe, that blessing is yours.
I thank you. I plead
with you to put your trust in our Lord Jesus Christ and to follow Him and not man. And stick with your Bible, not the words of men. And believe on him until you die.
And have the
best life you possibly can by serving him forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen.